I'm George Walker. Saturday night's La Traviata at the Musical Arts Center received a standing ovation for Walter Huff's opera chorus and Parker S.'s Gypsy Dancers and Bullfighters. Individual cheers were for the group of Violetta's friend Flora, her lover the Baron, Gaston, the Marquis, and her supporter Anina. The loudest response was for her lover Alfredo, his father Giorgio, and Violetta herself. She escorted conductor Arthur Fagan to join the cast for the rousing cheers. There was more than the usual number of children in the audience, and I wondered if the story of the Lady of the Camellias, told in a flashback from her hospital bed, was easier for them to follow than for older audience members. The curtain opens on a scenic design by Peter J. Davidson. It's a hospital scene with three beds and assisting medical staff. During the overture, the patient in the middle bed dies and is gently and efficiently taken out. The stretcher bearers return for Violetta but are briefly turned away. Haley Lipke rises, flings off her hospital gown to reveal a party dress, and it's off to a ball in her honor. It's at the ball that she does her most stratospheric singing and learns to love, and the person in tenor Joseph McBrayer as the loyal Alfredo. The next scene finds a rusticating Alfredo happily enjoying country life with the woman he adores. There is the problem that we know she's paying for it by selling a diminishing number of things, but for the moment, it's the ideal of country life. While Alfredo is away, his father Giorgio appears in an effort to persuade this rootless party girl to give up his son so that the family's daughter may ally with another family. A long scene leaves the father still committed to breaking up the relationship, but more than a little conflicted. Violetta leaves to return to her party life with the Baron, and Alfredo realizes that he's been living in a fool's paradise, and yet he also feels betrayed. I'm not sure how the ME2 movement would analyze this, but I do wonder. At the party, gypsy dancers from the IU Ballet appear with the music for a dance scene with tambourines that I've still got in my head. There's also a mock bullfight. Later, in a nasty scene, Alfredo beats the Baron at cards, tosses the money at Violetta, and challenges the Baron to a duel. His father Giorgio does appear and, with his newfound respect for Violetta, generally berates his son's conduct with women. The final scene in La Traviata takes place in a hospital room with the three beds. The middle is empty and being remade. The patient on the right is being aided to walk. Violetta, in the bed on the left, is in the final stages of the disease that she's been carrying through the production. She's wondering if the summoned Alfredo and Giorgio will arrive before she dies. It's a tender scene, and when infused with the support of the father and the love of Alfredo, she's inspired to rise and falls. It's designed to bring tears to even the stoutest of hearts. Saturday night's applause was well-earned for the imaginative staging of Francesca Zambello, the scenic designs of Peter J. Davidson, and the lighting of Mark McCullough. Walter Huff's opera chorus sang, danced, and acted with aplomb. Conductor Arthur Fagan always had an eye on the singers and the control of his orchestra. Soprano Haley Lipke manages the four differing voices of Violetta with grace and power. Tenor Joseph McBrayer as Alfredo is both a soloist and an able partner. Bass Jeremiah Sanders is the family father who gradually comes to respect his son's choice. The IU Opera Theater's La Traviata continues on Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th in the Musical Arts Center at 7:30. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.